Well, today we start with the Gospel reading for today, November the 1st, the day the Church celebrates All Saints' Day. This annual solemnity was instituted to honour all the saints, known and unknown, and at the behest of Pope Urban IV, it became an occasion to supply any deficiencies in the faithful's celebration of saints' feasts during the year. But first of all, Sean Patrick Lovett reads from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven."
Thanks there to Sean Patrick Lovett. And now we follow that reading with a reflection by Father Leon Bangura.
This Sunday, we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. Normally, when we talk of saints, we think of people with extraordinary holiness that the Church has recognized and proclaimed officially as models of holiness. However, the feast we celebrate today honors all the friends of God, canonized by the Church or not. Let us note that those men and women whose victory we celebrate today were common people like us, and they lived with many hard realities like ours. They were not extraordinary people. They only lived in an extraordinary manner of love for God and for neighbor. Many times, we think that people are born saints. No, it is not like that. In fact, each of us has the seeds of holiness in him or in her. For example, God created us in his image and likeness, and we are baptized in the name of the Trinity. These two things leave in us the imprint of God and the potentials of holiness. However, these potentials of holiness can only grow in our lives when we live according to the Beatitudes, which the Gospel reading of this Sunday presents to us. The first Beatitude calls on us to be poor in spirit, that is, to acknowledge our constant need of God. There are occasions in Africa where we see people going to church only when they have economic hardships. But once they get a job, they distance themselves from God. To be a saint, one also needs to be gentle. That is, one should treat his brothers and sisters with tenderness and compassion, no matter who they are. One can also become a saint when he or she has a passion for what is right, when one denounces the injustice and the exploitation of the poor by our African governments or private employers. In our countries, we see many cases of domestic injustice, especially against women and children, the weaker sector of society. To be a saint, one also needs to be merciful with others, especially to those who might have caused great evil to our tribes, or our clan, or our families. Let us remember that revenge can never be a solution to family, clan, or ethnic conflicts. We can also walk the paths of holiness by being peacemakers in our communities, torn apart by wars and conflicts. We can do this by teaching our young generations the culture of love and peaceful coexistence. Over and above all, in order to be saints, we need to remain faithful to Jesus when persecuted for our faith. To conclude, Let us remember that God wishes that each of us be holy. Holiness is God's project, not our own. No matter how spiritually strong we are, we cannot arrive at holiness all by ourselves alone without the help of God. He is the source of holiness. We therefore pray for the strength to open ourselves to the sanctifying grace of God, that we may also join the choirs of saints in heaven. Amen.
Thanks there to Father Leon Bangura for that reflection.